The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily World Cup podcast brought to you by William Hill. It is Tuesday and we're looking ahead towards the final two round of 16 matches. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined this morning on the podcast by Ray Druitt. How are you today, Ray?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Sam, yourself?
Yeah. I'm not bad. Really been enjoying the last 16 of the World Cup. And obviously we'll look ahead tonight a bit later on to the games between Argentina and Switzerland and Belgium, USA. But first off, we'll look back at the games yesterday where we saw two of the really impressive teams in the groups in France and Germany look a little laboured against what is, with all due respect, a weaker opposition. First up, the France game. What did you make of the French performance?
I'm a big fan of the French, but last night, understandably, the heat, the conditions, the physicality of Nigeria really pushed them to the limits. I think you've got to factor in now the couple of the players were fasting for Ramadan. Benzema being the most notable one, his performance was way off. I mean, I thought with his energy levels going to be low, we'd have put him through the middle and started with Griezmann on the left, but he put Benzema on the left, which meant he had to put in quite a bit of a shift. So come the end of the final whistle, I mean, Benzema was out on his feet. But, you know, they've got so much quality through that side. They rode their luck at times, but, you know, they when the chances did fall to them, they took them. And they deserved to win that game last night.
Yeah, they did. And it just seems to keep going and keep gradually grinding that down Nigeria, which, I mean, you do have to do that in certain games of the World Cup. I was really, really impressed with the performance of Griezmann last night, as you just touched on there.
Yeah, I think he's had a fantastic tournament. He's already proven to be a great find for France. I mean, he's only a young guy. Obviously, he plays his football over in Sociedad, and he scored a couple in the pre-tournament warm-up against Jamaica, and he was always going to be used as an impact sub. But with Giroud's performance yesterday, and certainly with Germany coming up in the quarters, we're going to touch on, looking quite weak out on the wings. I won't be surprised if Griezmann actually gets drafted in for the quarter-final clash, and then Benzema will probably play through the middle. I mean, Griezmann can finish. He's got trickery. He's got a bit of pace. He's certainly a lot more mobile than Giroud is.
We'll look ahead to that quarter-final on this podcast. But first, France's opponents in that quarter-final, Germany, they were taken to extra time last night by Algeria. And they did have a lot of shots on the Algerian goal, but they looked at times a little bit laboured for me, Germany.
They're starting to look similar to how Barcelona looked when the tiki-taka was dying out. But Germany keep the ball so well. I think it was up until yesterday, before their game against Algeria, they had attempted 1,999 passes, which was the tournament high. So they keep the ball well. They turn it over brilliantly. But there's very little penetration there. Yesterday they started with Götze and Özil supporting Müller. I mean, Muller's a great player, and when he gets his head down and run, he can create chances. But if you've got so many players in front of you, you know, I'm talking Algeria probably had six back the majority of the time, it's difficult to really get in behind teams and really punish them. So they're limited to shots outside the area. And while they have great players like Kroos and Schweinsteiger who can really score from deep, I mean, you'd be happy to limit Germany to 20 shots outside the area than maybe three inside the box.
Certainly the way they seem to play. And are they tailing off for you, Ray, because they were absolutely scintillating against Portugal in that opening group game. It looked a very different German side last night. I mean, would you be worried about that if you'd back them for the tournament, or do you still think they've got more to give?
I don't think they've got any more, personally. I think defensively that they're going to crumble at some point. I mean, they conceded two against Ghana, and Ghana arguably could have had four or five. You know, they ripped the Germans open with ease. Again, it was an African side against a European side, so you can almost be forgiven for not having energy in the final 15 minutes, because the Africans will certainly work you hard, as will the South Americans. But I think defensively they're so weak. I mean, playing four centre backs across the back line is always going to cause issues. You don't have the cover. You know, they don't have the knowledge and the experience of knowing when a centre back's out of position and what they should do as a full back. They operate as centre backs, and up front, closer as the only recognised striker. Of course, he's got 15 goals and only needs one more to break Ronaldo's record. But if anything happens to Muller, I would really fear where their goals are going to come from.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been the main man this tournament, which has surprised me really, because I imagine the Germans to spread the goals out a bit more than they have done, but it certainly hasn't been the case. And we'll just briefly touch on that that quarter final. Whatever the performances were yesterday, it's still a mouth watering tie, that quarter final. Early betting is France 21-10, draw 21-10, and Germany 7-5. Who do you like in this quarter? Because it's looking shaping up to be a really good match.
Yeah, I think I put up the French to win the World Cup as an outside bet earlier on, well, pre-tournament really, and I think it was always a case of when they get to the quarters, if they could beat Germany, and that was exactly how the tournament has panned out, as I expected it to pan out. And I think they can do it, but I think that the match itself will be very, very tight. I wouldn't be surprised if it ended a draw and we go to extra time and penalties. I mean, they've both got incredible firepower, and they've both got, you know, five or six players that you wouldn't be surprised if they popped up and scored one. And they're both moderately weak defensively, but it will be very, very cagey in the middle of the day. It's 5 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, isn't it? Friday, sorry. So I'm still siding towards the French.
Siding towards the French then for Ray, and certainly everyone looking forward to that game. But as I said, we won't dwell too much on it. Obviously, we'll speak later on in the week about that game, because we've still got two round of 16 matches for you on Tuesday. The first game kicking off at 5 o'clock is Argentina against Switzerland. We make Argentina 8-15. It's 3-1 the draw and 6-1 for Switzerland. A whole host of the headline offers, which we'll come to as well. And it's 2-11 Argentina to qualify, 17-5 for Switzerland to qualify. Are you looking at Argentina here, right?
Yeah, I think the 8-15's fair, actually. I thought they'd be a bit shorter than that. You know, we've seen a few odds on shots, such as France and Brazil and Germany, all been taken, you know, to the death. But I think Argentina have got so much firepower. The Swiss can't defend. They're the Swiss best form of defence is to attack. We've seen that against France. They got battered 5-2, but still managed to score two. They scored two against Ecuador and three against Honduras. Yeah, so Switzerland's best form of defence is to attack. I mean, you know, look at the goals they've scored already in this tournament. Defensively, with Giroud and Senderos at the back, I mean, they can't realistically think they're going to keep Messi and Co out. It's a very weak defence, arguably the weakest defence left in this round of 16.
Yeah, I'd agree there. And you touched on Lionel Messi. Obviously, he's subject of three of our four headline offers tonight. I'll just run through those now. Lionel Messi to score first in an Argentinian win is 7-2. All these headline offers are at 90-minute markets, of course. Lionel Messi to score two or more goals and Argentina to win in 90 minutes is 7-2. So you're getting 7-2 there for two or more and all the first goals, should I say. And Messi to score a hat-trick in 90 minutes is at 12-1. Any of those tempting you?
I think I would take the two or more with the 7-2, because I think the Argentinians will definitely score at least two. So if Messi doesn't get the first, then I think it will find it difficult for him to get the next two. But I think if he does get the first, he will definitely roll on to go get another one. So I'll take both of them, to be honest. I think he's in such great form. You know, he's scored the first goal for them every single game he's played, and he scored two last time, didn't he, against Nigeria in that 3-2. I think the hat trick would be brave.
Yeah, it would. And do you think that Argentina can keep Switzerland out? Because I've just seen Shaqiri. He's also subject to our other headline offer, the only pro Switzerland headline offer that we've got. Shaqiri to score and Switzerland to win at 14-1. But I've just noticed he's also 4-1 as an anytime goal scorer. Do you like that, or do you think the Argentine defence can keep Switzerland out?
No, I think Switzerland score. It's just finding who it is. I mean, Dermich has got great movement. He proved that against Honduras, albeit it was against Honduras. And they scored from a set piece against France. I think they've got quality, the Swiss. As I said, they're going to look at this and think, we have to go forward and attack, because we know we're not going to be able to keep Argentina out. It's just spotting one of those scorers. I've just said it's Shaqiri, who's already got three and is their top scorer in this tournament, arguably their best player. It's 4-1. You know, you can certainly find value in backing a Swiss goal scorer.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dernich, who you touched on there, he's available at 7-2 any time. So if you think Switzerland will grab a goal, then you can back both teams to score at evens. In terms of how many goals is going to be, under 2.5 is 10 to 11, over 2.5, 10 to 11, so pick them there. How many goals do you think this game has in it?
Well, I'm surprised that the over 2.5 is 10 to 11, actually. I thought it would be a bit shorter than that. I could play both teams to score in Argentina to win at 23 to 10. I could also play both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. And I haven't got that price with me, but obviously that's something you can locate. Yeah. I think Switzerland will score, and I can't see it ending certainly a 1-1 draw, because I think the Swiss are too weak at the back to keep Messi and Argentina down to one goal.
Yeah, both teams scoring over 2.5 goals. Plays 29-20, which looks on the face of it a fairly attractive price for two teams who like to go forward and play some attacking football.
Well, yeah, it also takes the result out of it as well, doesn't it? I'm sure there might be people who can find a reason for Switzerland, or who certainly can find a reason for Switzerland to take it to extra time. So, you know, although it's 23-10 for both teams to score and Argentina to win, it takes the result out of it with both teams to score over 2.5 goals. This is something I played in the Brazil-Chile match because I couldn't wholeheartedly say that either side would go on to win. Unfortunately, both teams scored, but we didn't have the winner in the 90 minutes as I expected. But I always think it's a good market if you expect goals and you really don't want to nail your colours to a mast.
No, that's fair enough. Then, in terms of a correct score, if I had to pin you down for one score that you really like, what would you go for?
It would be either, I'd probably say 3-1 Argentina, if I'm being honest. That would probably be my pick.
Yeah, 3-1 Argentina, just pay a rather nice 12-1, and you could couple that up with some of the other bets that Ray's mentioned. In fact, to tie you down to one best bet for this game, Ray, what would it be?
It would have to be both teams to score and Argentina to win at 23-10.
There you go then. Ray's pick for the first match of the evening, the 5 o'clock, is both teams to score and Argentina to win. The second match that's being played tonight is Belgium versus USA, the last game in the round of 16. And we're evens about Belgium, 21-10 the draw, and the USA 16-5. And they've been adopted by the nation somewhat, the USA. A lot of neutrals want them to do well. And a lot of neutrals wanted Belgium to do well pre-tournament. Perhaps haven't hit the heights everyone expected. I mean, there are a lot of people's dark horse. Where do you see tonight's game going?
Well, it's really interesting with Belgium because pre-tournament, it was all about their attacking players. You know, Lukaku came off the back of an incredible season. We all know how good Hazard is. Dries Mertens impressed at Napoli. Morales was fantastic at Everton. De Bruyne, you know, they had so many players who you thought, they're just going to score so many goals. And they were in a relatively weak group. But it's completely the opposite with Belgium. They only conceded through a set piece, a penalty against Algeria in the opening game. And then they kept Russia and South Korea both out. So they've actually impressed defensively and not really impressed going forward. Now, several critics have put this down to the teams they were playing in the group and that they wouldn't allow them to play. But having watched Algeria in three matches, I think Algeria went for it in every single one. And the South Koreans are generally, they're not a defensive side. I can almost agree with the Russian point of view. You know, the Russians will just sit back and it's Fabio Capello in charge, of course. So, you know, they're not going to go and try and hammer teams. But I think fundamentally, they've tried not to lose games, basically, Belgium. And I think that will continue during this knockout stages.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point about Belgium. The headline offers for this one, Eden Hazard to score and Belgium to win at 4-1, and Clint Dempsey to score and the USA to win at 7-1, both of those 90 minutes again. Either of those of any interest to you?
I couldn't be backing anyone on the 90 minutes market in this one. I think this is the tightest game there probably is to call. Aside from Costa Rica and Greece, it's also probably one of the least attractive games on paper. I think this would probably be looking at the complete opposite bet that I've just put up in the previous round. I'd probably be looking at under 2.5 goals and both teams not to score. You know, so either one of the sides basically to win to nil in this one. I couldn't really. I would side with Belgium, but I personally don't really rate the US. I think they were lucky against Ghana in the first game, which proved to be pivotal in their progression out of the group. Really, I think they were probably outplayed for the majority of that game. If they didn't win that, they wouldn't be here, basically. They wouldn't be in this last 16.
Yeah, both teams to score no and under 2.5 goals is 5-6, so just a shade of odds against them. So obviously
wow, that's
the traders agree with you there.
Yeah, that is incredibly short. Actually, I had no idea it would be short as that. But it, you know, it's for a reason. You know, I think it will be a very tight, tentative game. This one, I think. While there is a lot of attacking play, attacking talent on the field, I think tactically it will be about keeping the opposition out.
Yeah, and if you, I'd probably agree there. I think it is probably going to go the distance, this one. And if you agree with Ray that this game's going to go into extra time or possibly penalties, you can back Belgium to win in extra time at 8-1. The USA have 14s, and it's 9-1 the pair to win on penalties. If you had to pick one of those bets, I mean, do you think it'll go all the way to penalties?
I think it could well do. Obviously, we've had two penalty shootouts already in two very evenly contested ties in Brazil and Chile and Costa Rica and Greece. And I mean, you put that this one right up there. The others, you can pick a winner quite comfortably in the other games. You know, I think we all fancied Colombia, we all fancied France, we all fancied Germany, a few people fancied Holland. I mean, with this one, it is really one of those pick'em games. So I would be playing the penalties, and you could almost back both of them, couldn't you? And still make profit, providing it does go to penalties.
Yeah, of course, yeah, you could. And is there any other bets that you've picked out for this match? Because we've obviously got a whole host of markets on all of these World Cup games, and you can find some real value the further you go down.
Well, I would be looking for a bet in play. Origi, I don't think he will start. I think they will go with the same team that beat South Korea, obviously with the exception of Stefan Dufour, who got himself sent off in that game. But obviously we've all heard how this is a record-breaking tournament for players coming off the bench and scoring goals. Origi is a very raw talent. Obviously he's been strongly linked with Liverpool at the moment. He scored the winner against Russia. If he does come on, this would be an in-play bet for me. I would be looking for Origi to score the next goal, basically, once he's on the field. I don't think he'll start. If he starts, then I could probably have a little play at him. At whatever price he is,
9-4 any time.
9-4 any time. I mean, that's pretty big, to be fair, for a striker who, like I said, Belgium have only scored 4 goals, so he's got a quarter of their goals. I think it would be an in-play bet for me, though, because as I said, the statistics are very high on goal scorers coming off the bench, and this guy certainly adds a little bit more than what Lukaku's been offering.
Yep, fair enough. If you had to pick out an absolute best bet in this game, Ray, what would that be?
I'd probably play the draw at 21-10. So it does go to extra time. I mean, I wouldn't really want to pick a winner. I would be siding with Belgium to qualify, but I would be playing the draw at 21-10.
21-10 then for the draw in that one. Run us through then your best few bets for this evening's games, please, Ray.
It would be the both teams to score and Argentina to win at 23-10. I wouldn't put anyone off the Messi to score 2 or more and an Argentina win at 7-4. And then the Belgian-USA game, 21-10 for the draw. And I'd also be looking at Origi, if he doesn't start, to come off the bench and grab a goal.
Good stuff. And the thoughts of Ray Drew on this daily World Cup podcast from William Hill. And remember, you can listen to all the action. We'll have every betting angle covered on William Hill's in-play radio for tonight's games. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today, Ray. I've been Sam Norris, and I hope you enjoy tonight's matches.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.